across the UK, online and on DAB.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation. The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
I'm feeling the vibe tonight. I'm in a band. Robbie Robertson, Rick Danko, Levon Helm, and the other two members of the band, kind of vibe. 03444991000, the late night alternative. I am Ian Lee. Who are you, lady?
Catherine Boyle.
Yeah, tis it. This is a show unlike any other phone-in show, dear listener. It's a safe place on the radio. I have one question for you this evening. One question. Who do you love? That's not the question. The question is, right, it dawned on me, a bit of controversy around Eamon Holmes, okay? And I don't want to dwell on that too much. I like Eamon. He's very, very nice to me. Always been very, very nice to me. But he said some bits and pieces about Meghan Markle that I completely and strongly disagree with. I think they're actually... It was mean. It was mean what was said there. That's by the by, right? That's by the by. And that's doing the rounds, and there you go. But the thing that... It dawned on me that I don't... He said something in that little thing that I was thinking, I don't actually know what it means.
Go on.
I don't, and he uses it in the wrong context, which made me think, oh, but that's definitely wrong, but I don't know what that means. And I think it is bandied around all the time to the point where it's pretty much lost its meaning. So I want to try and bring it back, find out what its meaning is, and stick with it, right? I don't really know what woke means. I don't really know. I have a vague idea. I have a vague idea that it means, well, in my head, it just means that you have empathy for minorities? Is that it?
I think originally it was about becoming aware
of
things that were wrong.
I'm gonna hammer this. I need more
you
specifics.
Were woke, you know, you'd woken from your slumber.
Aware of things that were wrong. I don't know what that
so
means.
So you were woke, so you were aware that...
I'm not being deliberately obtuse.
No,
I want to hammer this because
no,
I want to know
the original,
it.
The original...
Yes. Well, the original thing means wake up.
Yeah, to have... No, but the provenance is that you were woke in terms of you were aware, you were alert, you had...
About what?
The slumber that people are in...
This isn't helping.
No, but the unconscious prejudices that people have.
So it's about being aware of prejudice.
Being suddenly able to say, hang on a minute, I was wrong about that. This is the way we should be going.
About what? I was wrong about that. About what?
Well, all of society's unconscious and ingrained prejudices.
All the prejudices.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
The things that have become...
No, it sounds right. I'm not arguing.
Things that
have
become absolutely standard and you never questioned before.
But, so, okay. So woke means you are aware of all prejudice, I think is the plural of it, it's Latin. You're aware of all prejudices.
No, you are aware that that there are prejudices that are ingrained and you are alert to the fact that perhaps what's gone before isn't right.
And you don't, so therefore you don't act on those prejudices anymore, you act to the contrary.
You're woke all of a sudden.
For example, like homophobia, transphobia.
All that stuff, all the phobias.
All the phobias.
The
arachnophobia. So not all the phobias.
Really, you're going to equate the two,
no,
are you?
No, I'm trying to be. Well, I just think spiders. You know, I am not an arachnophobe anymore. I used to be, and then I was woke. No, I'm going to be pedantic, simply because I really want to nail this down for me, just for me. And this may help you, dear listener, if you want to call in 0344-499-1000, because I see it getting bandied around, and Eamon definitely used it in the wrong context. I think it was, you know, it's just a word that kind of hangs around in the heads of people. And they throw it out.
Well, it's
kind
become
of
an
as
insult
a weapon.
Now.
It's become an insult,
like
a weapon.
Like a social justice warrior or a do-gooder.
Do-gooder. Do-gooder is always, I mean, the moment that doing good became a bad thing, I've always found that very confusing. So let me get this right. I'm going to try and tell you what it is then. So woke is being aware of all prejudices and acting hang on. Woke is being aware of all prejudices and not acting on those prejudices. In fact, on the contrary...
Trying to be better.
Trying to be better. It's as simple
as
that.
That's the way I see it, yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to put it out there because that sounds about right to me. I don't know. I'm not being deliberately obtuse. You know, sometimes you kind of say things and you don't really know what you're saying, but other people are saying... I know that woke... Well, I was going to... And here we go. I was going to say, I know that being woke is a good thing, but actually to a lot of people, it's a bad thing. It's a pretentious thing. It's a nonsense thing. It's a dangerous thing.
Only because it's being used now to belittle people who... Because I think that a lot of people are secretly quite afraid of the cancelled culture.
Oh.
And I think that being woke is now bound up with all that.
I remember when we used to do this radio show in English. I'm a dinosaur. Listen, I've said this before. I am totally a dinosaur, and I'm one of the few dinosaurs that's willing to learn. I don't want to go extinct. Hey, you know they think that dinosaurs died out before the meteor hit the... they think there was like a dinosaur virus that went round and killed all the dinosaurs. And you know this, but I don't think our listener does. Dinosaurs had feathers.
Yeah, I've heard that. And they weren't necessarily all green and like mud-coloured.
What is that about? 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. I think so. But woke is used in the same way by people that could be called gammon, the slightly right-wing, slightly or extremely right-wing reactionaries who often make money through belittling minorities. Woke is used in a similar way that snowflake is used to indicate. Well, snowflake to me kind of indicates an effeminacy. Is that the word? Effeminacy.
Mm.
It doesn't sound like a word.
It is.
In the same way, I'm going to say...
Because being feminine obviously means weakness.
In that context, not to me, in that context. In the same way, snowflake to me feels like a replacement for, oh, you're so gay. Do you know what I mean? When gay was used as an insult, still is, but when gay was used as an insult for being effeminate, for being...
Soft,
for being sensitive, is perhaps a friendlier way of putting it. And so snowflake... Oh, you're such a snowflake. It's like, oh, you're such a gaylord to me. Sorry, I won't say that again because I know that will have offended some people. I don't mean it to be offensive. That's how I interpret snowflake now.
It's all bound up with all that kind of pseudo-alpha language, like calling people cucks and stuff.
She said cucks, but the accent. And you frowned a bit there when I said effeminacy is an insult, but we know that that is an insult, you girly swat.
Yeah.
That's the Prime Minister of this country has bandied, you know, an old school insult to somebody, a girly swat, implying that being feminine is a weakness.
Is misogyny showing.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, there are people who will hear that and rather than go, oh God, yeah, actually I can see why that might be the case.
Yeah.
People who don't like to be corrected, people who've already got their views quite firmly ingrained and are absolutely sure they're right, and don't hear someone else who is affected by it telling them that it's affecting them as something that maybe should lead to a modification of their behaviour or language.
Yeah.
And instead they'll go, ah, I'm going to put them all in this bin entitled... woke.
Don't worry, we're going to do the fun stuff in a bit. It's just been puzzling me a bit. No, it's not been puzzling me. It just occurred to me today. I think I was probably about 70% right, 65-70% right. But it occurred to me with the word being used, particularly in that context with Eamon, that I wasn't completely sure. I'll take this off for a second. I'll come to you in a minute, Alan. I wasn't completely sure.
Don't you think it comes to something, though, when this language is being thrown around by people who are grown-ups?
Yeah. Oh, I think it's awful. All right, here we go. 0344 499 1000. Don't worry, we're going to do the silly fun stuff as well, but I just want to kick some ideas around. I think the press in the last 48 hours, I have been embarrassed to work in this industry, radio and broadcast. I've been embarrassed. I've been actually really depressed today thinking about some of the vile bullying that has been directed towards a woman of colour, a very wealthy woman of colour, I know, you know, I don't say she's completely hard done by, but some that have been directed towards a woman of colour and a former soldier that is quite possibly suffering from PTSD, but certainly has had a unique life. No one, not even his brother, would know what he has been through, right? Mm. The bullying, the belittling, in some instances, the covert, coded racism, the sneering and the mocking.
And I would also say overt misogyny.
Yes. Oh, God, yes.
Because he's doing something now people don't approve of. Whereas
it's her fault.
It's got to be her fault.
Yeah, it's her fault.
Despite the fact he's a grown man who has grown up in a situation of extreme privilege. I doubt he's been said no to very often.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, what, now that he's doing something you don't approve of, which isn't quite the Larry or good old boys sort of thing that you thought was a bit of fun back in the day. Now you're doing something that people don't approve of. They're suggesting it must be her.
I've been embarrassed to be a broadcaster today. Hearing so many voices on this radio station, on other radio stations, on television, bullying a woman of colour and a bloke who are trying to do the best for their kids. I've been embarrassed. I've been embarrassed to be part of this industry, and I got really depressed to the point where I was thinking, do you know what, I don't know if I can carry on working in this industry. If this is the tone, if this is where we are at. And I think a lot of it is ill thought out and ill conceived and not thought out. I think Eamon's comments, I like Eamon a lot, right? I like Eamon a lot. I don't know him very well, but he's always been lovely to me. I'd not seen the whole clip. I feel those comments were kind of thrown out without much thought being given to it. I might be wrong. Some of the other thoughts from other commentators have definitely been thought out. I mean, the Gibbon that presents Good Morning Britain does it because he will make a lot of money of it. I suspect he was snubbed by Meghan Markle at some point in his life. I think it's really horrible. And I'm surprised. And some of the callers to James's show, I was disgusted by them. I'm really surprised that more people in my position, in our position, Catherine, that more people aren't standing up and going, what the hell are you doing? What do you want? Do you want one of them dead? Is that what you want? Because that's what happened to his mum. We hounded her to her death. We, the press and the British public, hounded her to her death. You know, do you want that again? Because I can see that happening, whether it be, you know, and maybe not in a high-speed car chase, maybe a suicide. We just don't know what state they're in. And I'm surprised that more people aren't coming out and saying, hey, shut up, what's it got to do with you? Quite often it's white men in their 50s having a pop, but more people aren't coming out and saying, shut up, what on earth has it got to do with you? Just leave them alone. All right, there's issues about tax and come on, man.
They'll work it out. No one's got more eyes on them than they have.
The whole show isn't going to be about this, but I just had to throw it out there because I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed by this industry. And I really thought, you know, for this and other reasons, I thought, do you know what? I'm going to jack it in. That call last night from the teacher, was it Joe? The teacher that was struggling, and so he just kicked off for 6 months. And that's been playing on my mind a lot. And I'm thinking, I've got a few quid in the bank. I've been saving. I could do that. I could disappear for a few months. The problem in this business is, as well, you get forgotten. But then I kind of thought, well, I suppose while we're still here, we have to be the other side. It's up to us, unfortunately, to be the other side that says everybody calling these people out and doing it in a personal way. Yeah, you can argue about constitutions. You can argue about the protocol of the monarchy. You can discuss the tax implications. That's fine. I do think that's fine, but the personal, nasty, racist, in some instances, not all of them, attacks embarrass me and embarrass this industry.
The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
03444991000, Gatford.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Good evening, welcome.
This woke thing.
Yes.
I'm very interested by this because I too have, I don't think, a great idea of what it actually means. Like the patriarchy, like Me Too, like things where if you're not involved in it, your understanding isn't as it should be, and that by being woke, you suddenly have that understanding of what it might be to walk a mile in their shoes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Is that closer? Because I don't really know, because as you mentioned, I'm a white middle-class man, and life's pretty good, and so
yeah,
I
but you're
really
aware that that's
the struggles.
You're aware then that you don't understand the struggles, and that is something.
Yeah. Is that being partly woke?
No.
Is that being like half
can
asleep?
I also ask Kath what pejorative means, because I'm afraid to say I don't know.
Pejorative, well,
I
used
like
in this. in a negative sense.
By the way,
used
well,
to insult.
Well done, Gatford, because the number of conversations I've been in where, like, someone said a word, and I'm like, yeah. Yeah, and I'm thinking, I haven't got a clue what that means. I learnt that when I was at Three Counties with you. I learnt that. Someone said something in an interview. I don't remember what it was. I don't think it was a word. It was just they said something. And I had a really great question lined up. And I went, I'm really sorry. I don't know what that means. Could you explain that again in layman's terms? Treat me like an idiot. And I have found that is the most freeing thing I've ever learned. When someone says something I don't understand, whether a word or a sentence or a description, for me to go, I'm really sorry. Can you rephrase that? Because I don't understand what you're saying there. My God, that's freeing.
What makes you feel good is when, as Kath just demonstrated, she does know what it means and it's okay to ask.
It's okay to ask. And anyone that... My initial reaction...
And now I understand.
My initial reaction, and I'm really working on myself, was I was going to snort with derision at you for asking. And I managed... No, I was. And I managed to hold that snort down because I thought... That's a brave thing he's just done there.
But how do you think I found out what it meant? Everyone has to find out what stuff means.
You and made you know what love I'm... to a dictionary when you were 17 years old.
But also, you know what I'm like. If something happens that I don't understand, I immediately look it up.
Yeah, yeah. Nice one, Gatford. Thank you very much indeed. Evening, Atlanta.
Hi, Mark. Hi, Cap.
Hello.
We are going to play famous actors stroke comedians who are qualified doctors. Alan, you go first.
Ken Jeong.
Okay. I will go... Graham Chapman.
Harry Hill.
Whit Mayo.
A doctor?
He played a doctor in The Young Ones.
Thank you very much, Alan. He didn't play a doctor in The Young Ones.
What?
Okay. Dr. Graham Garden.
Oh, yeah.
Yes! Yes! There we go. Now we've got a game. Now we got a game. This is what Friday nights are about. Parlour games. I've got a great one. Got a great one that's going to blow you out of the water.
Are you looking on Twitter?
No.
No, it's gone. You're okay. Reading.
I'm not reading. Well, okay, first of all, I'd like to say Dr. Phil.
But he's not a proper doctor.
Yes, he is. You can't go on telly and call yourself a doctor if you're not a doctor. Well, Dr. Phil's a doctor, isn't he? Dr. Pimple Popper?
She is a doctor.
Yeah.
I thought it was people that happened to be doctors before, not people that still are doctors.
He holds a doctorate in clinical psychology. Okay, here's the one. Dr. Bruce Willis. Boom.
Really?
Yes.
All right, then we can do actual doctors. You can have the two doctors from Botched, Dr. Dubrow
and
Dr. Ratter.
But they're not... No, that doesn't count.
Why?
Because
they're actual doctors.
Right. Okay.
If you're having pimple popper, you've got to have Botched.
Let me go to my friend Keith. Good evening, Keith.
Is that me?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good nubbin, man, here.
Yeah. I've got a big question for you.
Okie dokie.
Which is...
Yes?
You know everything that you're actually talking about. Do you have any evidence... Oh, is that too difficult a question?
I tell you, it is too difficult a question.
I bet it is.
Because it doesn't make any sense. Ask again, but this time, tell me what you're talking about. Because have you got any evidence? Means nothing, you muppet.
Anything that you're talking about,
yes.
Do you have any evidence?
Yes, Graham Garden was a doctor. He's Dr. Graham Garden from the Goodies.
I totally agree.
Yes.
Because I was there with that man.
Okay. What have you been smoking tonight, Keith?
Only, what would you call it?
Heroin?
What are those things called?
Robots, vaping.
Yeah, a robot.
Yeah.
I've been smoking a robot.
Have you got a grown-up there supervising you tonight, Keith?
I'm asking you a question.
Ask the question again. Away you go, sir.
Anything that you're talking about, do you have any evidence?
For what?
For anything that you're talking about.
In what? Hang on a sec. Give me a specific.
You're really good at backing up people like, let's say, that Prince and...
You sure you're up to this, Keith?
Yeah, I'm up for it.
Okay. I'm really good at backing up people like Prince and what, David Bowie?
No. We're talking about Prince Harry,
yes.
Right?
Yes, sir.
And you were saying whatever you were saying.
You don't even remember, do you? It's not important in this conversation where you're challenging me about what I was saying. So carry on.
Anything that you're saying has to be challenged easily.
Well, please challenge it. You can't even remember anything I said, so you can just challenge
me. You've got no evidence, have you?
For what?
Exactly.
That's a fair point.
You got me there, Keith. Yeah. No, I haven't got any evidence because it was primarily opinion-based, the monologue at the start of the show.
Oh, is that opinion? It's not fact-based, then.
Well, no, it's primarily opinion.
Oh, it's only opinion. It's not fact.
Do you know the difference between words? You know that some words mean some things and other words mean other things.
I have an intelligence IQ higher than you.
Oh, you win.
Oh, no, mine is... what is yours? What is your IQ?
It's about 125.
Oh, mine's 126.
Excuse me, could I see the evidence?
Oh, well done.
Yeah, where's the evidence,
Keith? I'm not seeing it now.
Where's the evidence, Keith?
Do you want to go to Mensa?
Not with you, mate. You sound like a weirdo.
Well, you sound like a weirdo yourself.
Well, you sound like a bigger weirdo.
You two really are very intelligent.
The fact is, you've got a nice little pedestal to talk from.
Yeah, it's a radio show and you're allowed to phone up, and you are, but try and say something interesting and coherent.
Okay, give me your evidence.
For what? Tell me one thing I said that you want evidence for.
Mate, nothing that you say is evidence back.
But what? You don't remember what I said by your own admission, you lunatic.
A lot of what you were saying was a question, Ian.
Yes. I think Keith is fast asleep. We talk about woke. This guy's taking some Mogadon.
I'm more woke than you, boy.
Okay, mate. I tell you what, I'll say stuff, and then you keep saying you're more it than me, okay?
Okay.
Because it's a great way to insult someone. Right.
Ask the question.
Okay. Give me one example of... Tell me one thing I said that you want evidence on. It's a tough question, I know, Keith, but you did bring the subject up, so I kind of thought you might have had something prepared.
I'm just laughing at your opinion, because that's all it is.
Yeah, it's an opinion. That you disagree with. Why do you disagree with it? Do you like belittling? Keith?
Your opinion,
yes?
Which is pretty much irrelevant because everybody's got
But yet you're listening.
I heard you.
Okay, what's your opinion?
About what?
About Harry and Meghan.
Well, about the monarchy in general.
No. About Harry and Meghan, like I asked, specifically.
Harry and Meghan. Meghan is beautiful. She's a very beautiful woman.
Ooh, that sounds sleazy coming from you. So give us an opinion
why?
That isn't sleazy.
Oh, tell me why.
Because you sound like a very dirty man.
Really?
Yeah, that's why? My opinion. That's my opinion. From my pedestal, I am giving the opinion that you sound like a dirty man.
That's your opinion.
Thank you. I bet I could back it up with facts as well.
Go on.
If I came round and took a picture of you.
Go on.
So try and give us your opinion on them that isn't sleazy.
No,
what do you think about the situation?
I'm asking you to then come round and take a picture of me.
Oh, that's weird. Why would I want to come round and take a picture of you, Keith?
Because you suggested it.
Yeah, well, you went through with
that
it. I don't want to come round and take a picture of you.
That makes you a rather perverted person.
No, it doesn't. You're the one that invited me round to your house.
Pictures
Keith,
of me.
You invited me round to your house to take pictures of you. Yes, you did. You literally just did. And that's a fact. And I've got evidence to back it up. You just said it.
You want to take pictures of me.
That's great.
You a rather perverted
Oh, it's like, like, it, I tell you, it's like kicking a half-dead puppy. It's just too easy. So, Keith, try again. What's your... What is... I obviously Listen, said something that upset you, you disagree
really
with.
You really want to take pictures of me, yeah?
Oh.
Okay, you're... I let the picture thing go, Keith. You're obsessed, my friend.
No.
What
suggested that you want to take pictures of me.
What opinion...
In my house.
Do me a favour. Do me a favour. Put the cat, the tinny down.
Why would I do you a favour?
Put the tinny down, because you're slurring and you're embarrassing yourself.
Why would I do you a favour?
Because you're a decent human being, Keith, like we all are. So, that's your opinion... What did I say that upset you so much, Snowflake? You're obviously upset. You're obviously upset. You're feeling a little cucked. A little... You're melting a little bit in the heat. So what did I say, Snowflake, that triggered you?
I'm laughing at you.
But I don't hear you laughing.
Do you not?
Let me hear you laugh.
I'll see you.
The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Yes, Alan, what do you want?
Hey, Mark.
Yep, go on quick.
I want to know what topics we've got tonight.
We haven't got any topics. We don't do topics. We haven't done topics in 4 years.
Well, can I suggest a new topic?
We don't do topics. We haven't done topics for 4 years. We never do topics.
Well, I want to talk about the possibility about the Labour leader could be a woman.
Oh, dear God. Really?
Maybe tomorrow I'll find what I go home, home, home until tomorrow. You know I'm free to roam.
Ba-dum, 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 ba-dum. Oh, 3444991000. I'm Ian Lee. You are?
Katie Boyle.
There we go. Who was Katie Boyle? A columnist? An agony aunt?
She was a broadcaster.
Yes.
She was the face and voice of Eurovision.
Didn't she?
No, she spoke terribly posh.
I'm Katie Boyle. I'm Katie Boyle.
Yes.
Yes. The Late Night Alternative. It's a late night radio show unlike any others. We will not be spreading fear. We will not be spreading hate. This is, you could call it a safe space, I suppose. It's just a fun show. Monty Python on the radio. We sit here and we talk nonsense and we talk about some of the smaller stories that you may or may not have seen. We talk about our lives and you are welcome to call in about anything you want. Although, I must admit, Alan's suggestion about the possibility of a... Well, I'm a bloke. So maybe that's playing on it. But Alan's suggestion that there may be a female leader of the Labour Party, it won't be. It'll be Keir Starmer. I hate to break it to you. But
I
it also.
I don't know, because often.
Oh, we're talking about it.
Often the front runner never doesn't get it.
You're correct. Although the front runner never gets it. And who broke that curse? Someone broke that curse. Boris Johnson. He broke the curse. So it could be, why am I so dark on that? Do I look dark on that screen to you? Do I look dark on that screen to you? I mean, I want to look light and vibrant. I want to look hot. I want to look power. I can't see.
Doesn't matter. It's radio.
We are, I'm in a weird, I'm a little bit manic today. I had a session with my counsellor who's going to come in one day as a guest. Chip's invited me on his... Everyone's got a podcast. Chip's invited me on his podcast and he's going to come in here one night.
I love that.
Yeah, you've not met him yet, have you?
No, but I've spoken to him a
bit. He's a very nice man. He is going to come in at some point. Chip Summers, if you want to go and Google him. It's not just my therapist. He's not going to do a free therapy session. But I'll be surprised if he doesn't charge me for it. But if you go and Google him, you will see he has quite some history. But I was telling you, I feel manic today. And mania is not part of my depression. Okay, it's normally just feeling miserable or feeling okay. But I was feeling manic. I'm going to say it. I felt like I'd taken an ecstasy thing. I had this, that my shoulders were tingly and the lotus cortex of my brain, the front of my brain was like just on fire. It felt very, very peculiar. And that's unusual for me, guys. And I've still got a little bit of that mania, partly because it's been a brilliant weekend. I did an escape room and we finished it with 16 minutes, 5 seconds to spare. That's right. That's right. In fact, we were so far ahead, me and my two boys, they flashed up on the screen after 15 minutes. Guys, you could actually take a quick nap and still finish it in the time here. We were so far. Five other teams were doing the same room as us in different rooms. And they're all adults. It was me and my two boys. And we finished it first. We finished it 4 minutes before the next team finished it.
This is what, your third escape room?
This is my fourth, their fifth.
Okay,
I love it.
Here's the thing.
I love it.
They're getting used to doing them now.
We walk in now, And we're like, what do they call it? Not the super viewers, the super, you know, people that can walk into a room and they just know everything that's in there. They go, there's three Chinese people, there's two black men, there's one woman in a wheelchair, and there's five.
That guy's wearing a red hat, she's wearing a blue blouse.
Take it all in. We're like that. We walk into an escape room and instantly went, that number's a different colour. That's part of a combination. Straight away, we were in there, straight away. It's a really good one. It's in Milton Keynes, I can't think what it's called. But if I remember it, I'll tell you, because I would thoroughly recommend it. We paid for it, don't worry. It
was locked in a room.
Locked in a room. It's one of the best ones I've been in terms of as soon as you walk into the building, it's all dark and fusty and mysterious. And they set the atmosphere straight away. And then it's the only one I've been in as well where someone comes out in character and explains what you've got to do and what you've got to find. Oh, it was great. And some real, really tricky puzzles in there. And my youngest worked out one of the trickiest. It involved a magnet. We had a magnet and we could not work out what to do with this magnet. Couldn't work it out. And he went, well, what about this? Genius. It was so good. I love escape rooms so much, man. I want to live in an escape room. I want to set the house up as an escape room. That would be distinctly possible, I would have thought. Anyway, so that's the show. If you want to call in, very, very simple. 03-44-499-1000. 03-44-499-1000. Free for most people, pennies at the most. You will speak to Amy. She will take your name and number. That is all. And she will give you a call straight back and you can come on. That's what Daniel did.
Hello,
Daniel.
Hello, Ian. In the first place, I would like to give you condolences for Velvet.
Thank you very much indeed. That's very kind of you. And even when I think of her now, I still feel a little bit teary. But thank you, Daniel. That's very kind.
You know this band called Velvet Underground?
I do, yes. Terrible band.
It's good, isn't it?
Oh.
So I would like to talk about...
Well, Velvet is underground now, except she's not buried. Velvet is in a box in her bed, in my bedroom.
I know this band because I listen to Radio Paradise sometimes.
Okay, yes, you've mentioned Radio Paradise before. Velvet Underground are, it has to be said, Daniel, with respect, one of the worst bands of all time.
Well, you can say the same about Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
You could say the same, but you'd be wrong.
Do you like Frankie Goes to Hollywood?
Who doesn't like Frankie Goes to Hollywood? The power of love, a voice from above.
So do you know where I did go today?
It wasn't.
Did you go to Hollywood?
I went to Shoreditch. Oh.
I would have guessed that eventually, but it would have taken quite a few thousand guesses.
I went there to a game arcade with the virtual reality experience.
A game market with the virtual reality experience?
Yes, so you enter there, it's like an enterprise.
What's a game market?
So I had the experience with the virtual reality glasses.
Virtual reality gay experience for those who just want to try it.
It was quite good, but at the end I said, you know, I would like a game to learn languages, like, you know, you see the objects and you can learn vocabulary with it. You have to say the word for what you are seeing.
What, in gay slang? I'm so confused. Where did you go?
This app on mobile, I have an app called Duolingo.
Duolingual?
Duolingo.
I like her. If you want to see me dancing with somebody.
It's like Dua Lipa. You know, it's her real name. It's her real name.
She's British, Dua Lipa.
No, she's not British. She's from Lebanon.
Yeah, but she's British.
Is she?
Yes. Okay. Dua Lipa's British. Kath Googles it.
She said dad isn't.
Yeah, she's British.
Too young for me. But, you know, I went on an Uber ride. And all my journey, I was explaining my idea about the international postcode system using meter cubes.
Oh, yes. Just remind the listener how that works, Daniel.
So you have an imaginary grid of cubes.
Daniel, just stay there 1 second. Maybe we should get Alan back to talk about female leaders of the Labour Party. Okay, thanks. Cheers. Yes, Daniel.
So you have an imaginary grid of cubes,
yes.
All meter cubes, and this grid of cubes encompasses the whole planet, including satellites, and the whole planet, including the center of Earth, all the planet.
Yes.
So each cube is a postcode location, and all cubes are numbered. So the thing is, if you are going to sign a contract for a property, you have a tenancy agreement, and you list all the cubes that are inside your house. All cubes are 1 meter cube.
Ah, so you could have several cubes inside your house. Wouldn't that just take up a... That takes up a lot of... Well, I tell you what, we've talked about this before, so let's dwell thee not.
Yeah, so
what did the Uber driver make of this?
Yeah, so he really liked the idea. He said, well, it's really, really smart. I really like the idea. It's very interesting. But then...
Get out of my car.
He didn't know what was a meter.
Huh?
I asked him, but do you understand what is a meter cube? He said, I don't know what is a meter, but the idea is great.
He didn't know what is a meter, but the idea is great.
I told him, look, like a basketball player, is like if he's really tall basketball player, is like 2 meters.
I'm going to be honest. If I was looking at the distance of a running track, I could tell you if it was 100, 200 or 400 meters. I do not know how tall I am in metres. I'm 6'4". And if I'm on the motorway, I will tell you that that turn-off is 500 yards away.
Do you know that 1 metre cube has 1,000 litres of water?
I know it now.
And it weighs 1,000 kilograms.
Holy jackamole.
So it's like 1,000 kilograms of water.
Are you still wearing... Can I ask you?
1,000 litres of water.
Yes.
That's 1 metre cube.
Are you still wearing the virtual reality goggles? You might want to take them off and enter the real world with me and Catherine.
I was really scared sometimes. They made me fall into a precip.
A Brexit?
I was falling. I was
falling off a cliff.
Yeah, a cliff.
Precipice.
I was feeling the creeps with it. Like, I thought I was going to faint or something.
Mm. Well, Daniel,
the thing I could be a consultant for Uber,
yes,
because I have great ideas on how to improve Uber.
Ah, here we go. Now we've got a topic. How would you improve Uber? 0344-499-1000. Give us your top three, please, Daniel.
Okay, so the top, do you prefer the topest one?
The bottomest one.
Okay, the bottom. So we have drones everywhere, isn't it? Like in the future... We will have drones everywhere.
Yes, it is.
But the thing is, you don't need to have the drone go all the way. Like, imagine I have a package where I live here in Clapham, and I want it to be delivered to Shoreditch, right?
Yes.
So the package can go to Trafalgar Square, and from Trafalgar Square it goes to Shoreditch.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so the thing is, you don't have a drone that goes... From Clapham to Shoreditch, you have a drone that goes into the top of a car, a Uber car. All Uber cars would have a rooftop.
Like a land, like a tiny helipad, a little H-point
exactly,
painted there.
Like
an
airport.
An airport.
The Uber car would be an airport for a drone.
Oh, yes, now I'm in.
So the thing is, the drone would only have to go from the door of my meter cube house.
Meter cube house.
Yeah, so the thing is, at my door, I have a meter cube.
Yep, I bet.
Yeah, okay, so the drone would pick my package at my meter cube.
So sorry to everybody listening to this right now.
Top of the nearest available Uber car.
Yes, sir.
And it would land the package in the Uber car.
Yes. Yeah.
Then the Uber car goes to Trafalgar Square. In Trafalgar Square, the Uber connects with the cloud, and the cloud says, okay, now... We need a drone in Trafalgar Square to pick
Excuse
the
me?
Parcel
Catherine. Excuse me.
And put the parcel in another Uber that goes to Shoreditch.
Excuse me, Daniel.
Yes.
Why are we using drones at all if they're ending up going on cars? Why don't you just send it in a car?
It's more expensive, the drone.
How can it be more expensive? You're having a drone as well as the car. Get rid of the drone, just use the car.
No. The car spends lots of the thing is, the Ubers are already going.
Yeah.
They're already going there, Catherine. What's your problem?
So if they're already going, just stick your package in.
All right, Catherine.
With your
hands.
With your hands.
No. The thing is, this could work with any car. It wouldn't need to be the Uber, but Uber would be perfect for it.
Okay.
The thing is, you go to your nearest traffic light. junction.
Yes.
You go to the crossroads.
Nearest traffic light
junction. Where there's a traffic light.
Yes, Daniel.
And there is a Royal Mail
machine
with drones.
Machine with drones.
And so the drone, you just put the parcel.
Again, I'm really, really sorry. I'm sure you prefer we were talking about Brexit on Harry and Meghan. Sorry. Yes, sir.
And then the car goes, and the cloud says the next hop. Mm. You know, it goes hop, 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 hop. Okay. And it minimizes.
I'm going to cut you off now.
It's like the shortest distance.
Yep.
Bye, Daniel.
I'm going to cut you off.
Yeah.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation. The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
I'm being told that Daniel's idea of, forget the drones, forget the Druba, of postcodes being one cubic square has happened.
Right.
But it's called What Three Words, but I don't know what three words is. So could someone please phone in and tell me what it is? A couple of people said, oh, it's already been done. What three words? And then it sent me to an app. I haven't really got time to check the app. So if you're listening and you know what three words is, could you give me a call? 0344 499 1000 and let me know, please. That'd be very, very helpful. Good evening, Glenn.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm all right, thank you. Glenn, what have you got for us?
I'm by the way, long-time listener, sixth-time caller.
There's nothing, absolutely nothing for that.
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
So I'm unfortunately, but I'm a podcast listener.
Right.
And right now, I think I'm around May last year. So you've just seen Shazam.
Yes!
A guy called Roger's just been outed for actually being able to see.
Yeah. He's still around, yes.
What else has happened? Your cat's killed a bird.
Get ready for a bit more of that. Oh, you don't... Okay, do you want spoilers or not?
So, yeah, well, this is it. I just want to know...
Yeah.
You know, like 10 months into the future, what have I got to look forward to?
Velvet dies.
Oh, no, don't.
You wanted... This is it. This is it.
What?
You made the wish. I am granting the wish. It's not all wine and roses this in the future.
That's awful.
Boris Johnson wins the general election. You cannot mess with time. It never works.
Take what you wish for.
Yeah, he jumped into the future. No, my friend. Very dark place. Good evening, Thomas.
Good evening, Ian.
Thomas, what can we do for you?
I need a bit of advice about something.
You've come to exactly the right place. What is it you would like advice about, my friend?
High school.
Okay, talk to me.
I've been finding it quite difficult.
Okay.
Quite scary, quite daunting.
Yeah.
How can you come over it?
So you started high school?
Yeah, started in September.
September, okay. Well, Jack, I couldn't work out what month we are. I thought we were in, like, March or something for some reason. What are you finding... daunting. What are you finding daunting, first of all?
Just being around bigger people. And in the movie, they always say it is quite a thing, like, your people get bullied and stuff. And I was quite worried about that. And I've seen it, but I haven't been bullied yet.
You haven't been bullied yet, which is good. And you may never get bullied?
Yeah.
Or it
but
may...
I'm worried about
it. Yeah, it may happen at some point, but it hasn't happened so far.
Yeah.
There's a very strong chance you won't get bullied at all. I don't want to say never, because I'm not... Some adults go, oh, that will never happen to you. And that's... We don't know. We just don't know. So, but there is a very strong chance that it won't happen to you.
Again.
So, so are you still worried about the possibility of being bullied?
A bit, but... Not so much.
Not so much. Okay, that's good. Well, that feels like one thing, not sorted, but one thing we can just pick that up and we can just put that over to the side and deal with that at a later date, if it indeed ever happens. So what are the other things that are concerning you?
I'm finding keeping up with the homework and stuff quite difficult.
Is it a big leap from the amount of homework and the difficulty of the homework from your previous score?
Yeah, and schoolwork, yeah.
Yeah, it is. I that blew my mind, going from my middle school to my grammar school. And how old is high school? Tell me the ages of high school.
What do you mean?
Well, how old... So you've just started. How old are you?
I'm 11.
Okay, right. So it's the same... Okay, I'm just checking because I'm an old man. So that... yeah, when I went from... I used to go to middle school, then I went to grammar school, and that was 11. And it was just... It was just like, whoa, man. Why has everything got so complicated over the summer holidays? What the hell happened? I felt...
Yeah.
Massively out of depth and lonely when I went to grammar school. I really, really struggled. It felt like a different world, and it's kind of was a big turning point for me because I lost interest. I lost interest quite quickly. Are you able to talk to your parents or your teachers or your people, the adults that you live with? About...
Yeah, I have, but I'm not really sure it's helped that much, because...
What have they said?
They say just get organised and you'll be fine.
Well, in a minute we're going to speak to Ms. Catherine Boyle, who is organised, and there may be something we can look at there. That won't solve everything, but the thing I have learnt finally is that being organised can help. It can... help having lists and orders and things like that. But it won't solve everything. It won't solve how you're feeling. I'm going to ask a question which may be the key to this. Have you got any friends there?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, oh, that's good.
They're in a different form and I don't actually see them that much.
Ah, so you haven't got any friends in your form?
No.
Have you... And this person in the other form, would you say that they are a best friend?
Yeah, there are several of them who are, like, some of my very best friends.
And were they from your previous school?
Yeah, they've been... I've been friends with them for a few years.
Right, OK. Here's the thing I've just noticed, is when you're talking about them, you suddenly become alive and get very Hang on a minute, what are you doing up at this time of night?
I listen to your show.
Whoa, Jesus! Ixnay on the Isson lay! OK, you became very excited and animated when you were talking about your friends, right? And so I get that they're really important to you. Have you got anybody in your form that may not be...
A couple, but they're not as good friends.
They're not as good friends, but you can still have a laugh with them?
Yeah.
Good. The person you sit next... Do you still sit, like, two people to a desk?
No, because I'm not in the same classes as them.
I mean in your class. And the person you sit next to, do you get on?
A bit, yeah.
Yeah, I've sat next to some right old idiots in my time. I was probably an idiot to some people. Catherine, step in, Catherine.
We all got told off once and got put boy, girl, right? Oh. And that was supposed to be punishment, but actually it was the best thing that could have happened in the end, because it forced us to talk to each other when we hadn't before. Here's the thing. I didn't go to high school. I went to a middle school, but I was the new girl when I was 10, so I kind of get that whole thing about being taken out of somewhere where you felt... secure and where you were used to, and all of a sudden you're in somewhere that seems massive and new, and you're lucky that you've got some friends, but in form time I get that you can feel a little bit like you're there on your own.
I don't have any classes with any of my
right
friends. No, so you only see them at break time and stuff.
Here's what helped me, because I used to feel really anxious about going to school from about 10 to about 11, maybe 12. Don't think about the whole week, just think about every day as it comes.
Oh, that's a good one.
Because I used to worry about school. I used to see just a never-ending stream of, like, homework and stuff like that. And I used to get, you know, very anxious about it. Just take every day, even if it's every hour when you're at school, as it comes. And actually, that way, the time flies by a lot more and you're not making... Because I think sometimes if you worry about things, you suffer twice. Because you worry about what might happen. Like when you were talking about bullying and stuff.
Mm.
You worry about what might happen. And then if it does happen, then you've suffered twice. Do you know what I mean? Does that sound silly?
Yeah.
So, be reassured that you won't be the only person feeling like that, because everyone's in the same boat. And also, it's really early days at that new school. What, you've only been there since September,
yeah.
And then you've had that long Christmas break. Things will start to get easier, but just don't try not to think about it as a week-long thing. Just take every day as it comes.
Here's what I get, Thomas, right? And it's really easy for me and Catherine to say things will get easier, because we know they will. We know they will, because I've been there and Cass's been there. Different ways, but we've been there, right? And two old people going, oh, get better. Even though it's couched in reality and truth, that isn't going to help you now. So here is my suggestion to you, right? The cast suggestion of taking it one day at a time is spot on. Absolutely perfect. Find the things that you really love and enjoy. Find the lessons, the subjects, the teachers, the things that you really love and enjoy. Throw yourselves into them. Bathe in them. Cover yourselves in them. What are the subjects you really dig?
What do you mean? Really like?
Yeah, so I'm talking like an old man from the 60s. I do apologise. What are the subjects that you really like?
Maths, English, science.
Oh, you're like my boy. Are you any good at maths?
Yeah, I'm in set one.
Mate, well done. My son, my eldest, both of them, but my eldest in particular, really good at maths, and I couldn't understand it. It was like going into a Chinese lesson, having missed the first year of Chinese. I just couldn't get it. Throw yourself into that, Thomas. Enjoy it. Sit at the front if you get the choice. I don't think you do, actually, but sit, listen, pay attention, ask questions, answer questions. Never be afraid to put up your hand and say, I don't know what that means.
And on the friendship side of things, it sucks that you're not in the same group as your friends that you already have, but there must be, and you said there are people in your class you get on all right with. So that's a good thing, right? That you get on all right with them. Don't expect them to be your best friend. You don't need a best friend. You've already got a best friend. Just, you know, take it as an opportunity to, you know, have a chat with someone else. And you know what? If you don't like them, it's fine.
Moonlit musings from mums, madams, and meat packers.
Oh, never mind. I must have misheard.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
The station's brilliant.
On Talk Radio.
A revelation.
Corny. Dirty cover.
It's cancelled Brexit.
0344 499 1000. As we were leaving the studio, I don't think this is breaking any particular. I'm Ian Lee. You are?
Catherine Boyle.
This is the Late Night Alternative, weeknights from 10 on Talk Radio. Call now. Call now, 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. You'll speak to Amy. She will take your name and number and we'll give you a call straight back. Be nice to her, please. Sometimes we hear about people being a little bit mean. Be nice to her, please, because she does an excellent, excellent job and doesn't get any of the glory or the credit or the huge salaries that the huge salary that I earn. So be nice. And you can call in about absolutely anything. But as we've only got one studio here. Yeah. And James was leaving. James said, I'm sick and tired, let's say, of talking about Harry and Meghan. And it dawned on me. Well, I said to him, you don't have to. We can set the agenda here. We're not like some other radio stations where they're kind of nudged into certain directions if not specifically told what to talk about. We can talk about anything we want. And he said, oh, no, but the listeners want to talk about it. I don't think you do. I mean, I've got some bits. There's another story in the papers I was going to do, and I've got some kind of, you know, thoughts on it. And I genuinely am finding the story fascinating is too strong a word. I'm finding it interesting, or that interest is wearing off rapidly. My respect and admiration for them is pretty high, but it's wearing off rapidly. James said, I'm sick and tired of talking about Harry and Meghan. I said, you don't have to. He said, well, the listeners want to. I don't think that you do. Do
maybe,
you?
Maybe James's do.
Maybe James's do. Well, here's the thing, right? We're not going to talk about it tonight. This is going to be a free zone. Unless you are so keen, so desperate to put out your irrelevant views on a subject that's not really anything to do with you, if you're so keen to spout out your irrelevant hot air that is about people that you'll never meet, then you can call us and you can talk to us about it. But we ain't going to bring it up. I know I've sort of brought it up by doing this, but the revelation I've got is that we, whoever is sat in this chair I'm in, specifically this chair right here, the I say the main chair simply because it's got faders in front of it. Catherine's chair is equally important, but this is the main one. I got faders, right? I love faders and screens. She's got no faders. The only screen she's got is the one she brought in herself.
Yeah.
So this is the main chair. But the person sat in this chair get to decide what direction, to a certain extent, get to decide what direction the show goes in and what we do talk about and what we don't talk about. So the only reason this story about these two individuals is so big is because people like me, people like James, who is I'm a big fan of, not in any way knocking James, another bit, because they keep talking about it. If we stopped going on about it, eventually people would forget about it, just like we all forgot. You forgot until I mentioned it just now, coming up, that Prince Andrew's been hanging out with a paedophile. You'd forgotten about that. Obviously a much, much bigger scandal, much, much more dangerous to the royal family, that Prince Andrew hung out with a known paedophile and has been accused of rape, which he denies. But those are the facts, okay? You'd forgotten about that. It wasn't at the forefront of your brain until I just mentioned it. And the same thing would happen with these two individuals. You'd forget. And in about 18 months' time, you go, so did they leave in the end? What did they do in the end, Harry and Meghan? Did they go? Because they were going to go. Did they go or stay? I've not seen them. I guess they've gone. Oh, good luck to them. That's what would happen. But we just keep being told that it's an important story. It ain't important. Who was it? I watched. There's a brilliant clip from Channel 4 News of a very old guy and a significantly younger woman talking about the whole Harry and Meghan thing. So I've kind of nicked a line from there, and the guy's going, well, this is the biggest scandal to hit the royal family. It could tear the royal family apart. And she says, she starts laughing and goes, are you joking? The biggest scandal is that Prince Andrew's been accused of rape, which he denies, and was hanging out, one of his best mates was a paedophile. That's a big thing that could have ripped the royal family apart, and they survived that. So two young people going, yeah, we're emigrating. They can survive. So, and I've talked about it for 10 minutes, no more. If you want to, you've got to phone up and tell us, 03444991000. But otherwise, let's have a laugh tonight. Let's have a laugh tonight, for crying out loud. Let's go. We'll talk about cyberstalking in a bit as well, and harassment. We'll talk about that in a little bit, because that's fun. Let's go to Ewan. Good evening, Ewan.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Cass.
Hey, Ewan.
How you doing?
I'm all right. What you got?
I just wanted to talk about Meghan and Harry.
Are you joking?
Yeah.
Girl, well played, Ewan. Well played. Well played. Here's the problem, Catherine. We've trained our listeners too well. We've trained them too well that they can sneak doozies like that past us and make all of our hearts sink. Well played, Ewan. Thank you. What do you really want to talk about?
Well, I called last week. And I just wanted to...
Ewan!
Yeah. Although I will point out it's E-U-A-N. It's Ewan spelled correctly, not E-W-A-N.
Hang on a minute. Oh, that went out as a clip and a thing. I would never spell Ewan, E-W-E-N. That's not a name. That's not how you spell it.
Oh, that's what I saw online.
It's... Well, then, online is full of scumbags and trolls. Yeah.
How Ewan McGregor you? Spells it with a W.
With a W? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How do you spell it?
U.
Hang on.
E-U-A-N.
Say it again?
E-U-A-N.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a crazy way to spell it.
It doesn't matter.
That's a ridiculous way to spell it. You're showing off now. How are you doing, my friend?
Well, I'm certainly doing a lot better than I was when we last spoke.
You sound a lot better. What's been happening?
Well, I came off it, off the booze over the weekend.
Yeah?
Grim. I'm still really nervous. At the moment, sorry. And I thought a lot about what you said, despite how grim it all was. But
yeah.
It's a lot less painful and less lonely, thanks to our conversation, so thank you for
good,
that.
Good.
And I got myself to a meeting last night and tonight.
Hey, two in a row?
Yeah.
How did you find it?
Well, the sky didn't fall in, so it was good. I'm still not myself. I'm still, like I said, very anxious and all the rest of it. But it feels like after a conversation last week, there's quite a big shift in my thinking, and I'm just genuinely quite hopeful this time around. And I've never really been at all positive coming off booze. It's been a real slog, and it's still difficult. But
hang on a second. What day did you? So you weaned yourself off the booze. What day? And be honest. And I know you will. What day did you have your last drink?
That will have been Friday.
Friday. Okay. Still in your system. It's still in your system. You still got the alcohol is still in your system somewhere. And also, you're probably going to feel physically not great because your body's going, whoa, 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 what's going on here? Whoa, where's that booze? Where's the booze? We're used to booze and there's no booze. So you're day four without booze. Really, really early days. But yeah, I mean, you've got yourself to two meetings, man. That's brilliant. I'm so thrilled, Ewan.
Yeah, well, it feels good. I've got more that I'm going to this week.
Great.
And next week as well, I'm able to get to a regular number of meetings. So.
Yes, man. I went to a brilliant AA meeting today, and I needed it after being humiliated in Boots. And I went into a meeting, and I was just able to say, "I feel lousy," and it was great. And I'm going to get a commitment there in a couple of weeks. Fingers crossed. I suggest to you, if at any point they say we need someone to make the tea, or so I would, without even thinking, I would thrust your hand in the air and say, "I'll do it."
Yeah, well, something like that. I came to start thinking about that tonight, actually, just getting more involved. And because they provide tea and everything. And
yeah. A really good idea would be the person who sits behind the person who takes the meeting. Right? No one's in charge. We don't have leaders. But the person who takes the meeting, if at some point, either before or after meeting, if you go up to them and say, "Look, I need a reason to come here. Are there any commitments going that a newcomer could do?" And that could be like just being a greeter. That could be making the tea. They might even, sometimes they just make one up that gives you a reason. So if you've got a commitment, that means, right, every Thursday I've got to be at this meeting because I've got to bring in a pint of milk. And if I don't bring in the pint of milk, then no one gets their tea. And it just helps, you know, to have a little bit of responsibility. Ewan, I'm so thrilled. I'm not disclosing anything we talked about, but we have been messaging on WhatsApp. Are you okay if I keep sending you little messages and checking in with you?
Absolutely, yeah.
You don't have to reply. I like your replies, but please don't feel any pressure to reply. That's not what this is about. It's just me letting you know. It's just me kind of patting you on the back ever so slightly and saying you are not alone.
And that's exactly how I took it.
Good.
To be honest, the last couple. So, and that was much appreciated because it was a little bit of positivity.
Good.
Some pretty grim hours. So.
Well, I'll keep sending them through, and if you want to reply, I would love it. If you want to call me, I would love it. But if you don't, I love it. It's all good. I'm so thrilled, Ewan.
Thank you.
Go on.
Sorry. Well, there was one thing I just wanted to get out of the way. There was something, one thing that I regret on the phone call.
Go on.
And it feels like a big deal to me. You asked me why I stopped going to AA, and the answers that I gave weren't really the truth. And it's not because I wanted to be dishonest. It's just the answers that I gave were the answers that I've been used to giving before. And they were answers that other people used to give to me as to why they stopped going. But they weren't really my experience of it. And I just wanted to apologize for that bit of dishonesty. It's really gotten to me, and I just wanted to be honest on that call, but that just kind of came out, and I truly apologise for that.
You have made me very, very emotional, because that is the start of it. That is the start of it working. Oh, I'm tearing up here, Ewan, because I knew you were lying. And you can't bullshit a bullshitter. But you... Oh, God. Right, for anyone who doubts it, you saying that, you being honest just then when you had no reason to, is the start of it working. That's the start of it. Ah, thank you for that, Ewan. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. I'll speak to you soon, brother.
Okay, yeah, you take care.
Keep coming back.
Thank you. Take care, Pat.
Thank you.
Oh, Ewan.
Oh, that's really hit me. The honesty. That's really hit me. I knew he was lying. Of course he knew he was lying. But that's the start of it. That's the start of it working. That's the start of it working. Oh, that's got me. Let me bring Alistair's here by pure coincidence. Evening, Alistair.
Evening, all.
Do you hear that?
I'm so proud of you, and
isn't it? That's the start of the magic. He just apologised for lying to me last week.
Yeah.
Which he didn't need to do.
That is absolutely brilliant. And also, I could hear that he was better, you know, from here. He stopped drinking. Yeah. And he'll actually, hopefully, if it continues, he'll get the high. You know, the immediate high once you've done a week or 2 weeks?
Yeah.
And you think, what a wonderful life. And then, obviously, that doesn't stay. But, you know, he will go through that. And then he needs to sort of keep going to keep questioning at the meetings. But, yeah, I mean, it's a great start.
Let me take a break. I'll come back to you in a second. Is that all right?
Thanks, Ian.
What a start to the show. I'm in tears 15 minutes in.
Tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to a record that they long.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nut job, but not that kind of nut job.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh, no.
Katie?
Hello.
What do you think about Daniel? Now, you're a very intelligent young woman. Your head is screwed on, right? What do you think about Daniel's plan to have something like 10 trillion cubes all around the Earth that we'd use instead of postcodes?
I feel like it's a bit confusing. No offence, Daniel. Sorry.
It's confusing, Daniel.
Oh, he'll explain it.
No, he won't. Trust me. It's confusing, Daniel.
No, so you have a virtual imaginary grid of cubes.
Here we go.
And all cubes are numbered.
We know the premise. We've heard it, but Katie is just your general woman. Clapham Common Omnibus woman.
Yeah. The thing is, you don't need to explain it. When you put the virtual reality glasses, the augmented reality, you see the edges of the cubes. You see them virtually, like you can see all of them are 1 meter.
You need to put the AR/VR glasses on, Katie, and then you'll see the edges of the cubes.
Yeah, you see them all.
You see them. You see the cubes, Katie. You idiot.
Because they are all aligned with the Greenwich.
Hang on, Daniel.
Yeah.
I know where he's coming from. I'm imagining, like, you remember, like, that episode of The Simpsons where he went into that different reality and it was all like a grid?
Yeah, like Tron.
Like that.
Is it like Tron, Daniel, or is it more like The Simpsons? Tron or The Simpsons?
It's like Minecraft, actually.
Minecraft!
Oh, come on, Minecraft is crap graphics.
Yeah.
Daniel, hang on 1 second before I cut you off, and I will very soon. Did you steal this idea from Minecraft?
Maybe.
Thank you very much for your call. There we go.
How many days have we lost on this?
There we go. He's just describing Minecraft. Of course he is. Katie!
Hi.
Hiya! What you got for us, Katie?
I actually rang up, I can't remember what her name was, but the day before talking about...
Emma.
Emma, yeah. I rang up to... right, okay, fair enough.
What? Say that again. It's not a great line. What are you saying?
Said I rang up to say that I talked to.
I can't hear what you're saying. You keep cutting out.
Shut up.
No, sorry, what?
That came out loud.
No, I heard that. Catherine, you tried to... By the way, we've got four women lined up to talk to. This is great.
There's surely some mistake.
Let's just hope they're not all as gobby as Katie.
I hope they
Catherine,
are.
Catherine, would you like to speak to her? Because she thinks I'm doing a thing.
We're not doing a thing. You were going...
Oh, really? Oh, I thought you were doing a joke, because I was saying that I rang up to say that I love Catherine too.
Yes, mate!
Good, take it.
Like her. I can't hear you.
You talk to her, Catherine, because first of all...
Don't get surly
about
it.
No, I'm not getting surly.
It's all right when it's the Ian Lee fan club, but
no,
I get two people saying nice things about me and you start...
I want them to, but she thinks I'm doing a thing. I can't. Hear her.
Inquire. Find out why she likes me so much. It's embarrassing for me. You do it.
Why do you like her so much, Katie?
I've listened to every single podcast that you put out, yeah, because I used to be a cleaner and I used to just put it on and listen to it every single day.
A cleaner?
Okay.
Yeah, ew. And, I just think it's... Obviously, I love you, but it's not the same when Catherine's not there.
Well, you're going to hate Thursday's show.
Yeah, I'm not here.
Oh, heavy time.
What are you going to do on Thursday, Katie?
Probably just won't listen.
I'll give you that. I love it. We're falling into the old pantomime. Oh, she's going. I love it. She's my best mate, and she's my favourite person to listen to on the radio when I'm away. I've never been able to listen to people covering my slot before. But when Catherine's away, it's a joy. When Catherine's on air filling in for me, it's a joy because I've got a great radio show to listen to.
Yeah, I was reading as well to say because there was that, and then also what Emma was saying about the job. I've still not even heard off my job yet.
I can't believe that.
The other day, I know. I'm thinking I'm just going to sack it off.
Here's my decision. Here's my suggestion.
Yeah.
Get drunk, go down there at 10 o'clock in the morning. And demand to be seen, but you've got to be absolutely steaming and demand to be seen.
Imagine,
wouldn't it, eh?
I do. I'll do that tomorrow, actually.
Wicked. Well, if you get arrested, nothing to do with us. You've made your own decision to do that. But if it works, who knows?
If it works.
Katie, I'm going to let you go because the line isn't great, but thank you. Let's go to Mary. Good evening, Mary.
Good evening, both. It's wonderful to hear you both laughing so much. I just wanted to say, I have a cousin that says she can't get hold of talk radio. Is it because I'm listening to you on a DAB radio?
You have to listen. There are three ways to listen. One is on a DAB radio. And some of those, we're not available all across the country on DAB, unfortunately, but there are pockets.
She's Wales.
I think we're in parts of Wales and we're in parts of England. She might have to do a deep retune on her DAB. She can also download the Talk Radio or any other radio app, or she can listen to us online at talkradio.co.uk.
Okay, could you repeat that? Talkradio.
.co.
.co.
Dot.
Yeah.
U.
K. Okay, that's brilliant. Before I go,
it's UK.
Okay.
No.
I'm going to just talk radio at...
No.
Sorry, start again.
Okay, so
Believe it or not, I haven't been drinking. I'm as sober as a judge.
Okie dokie. It is...
Slowly, slowly,
catchy monkey. It is... Yes. Have you got pen and paper?
Yes.
Excuse me.
Oh.
H.
H for Harry.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
T for Tony.
Yep.
T for Tony.
Yep.
P for Peter.
Yep.
S for Shizer.
Yep.
Colon.
Yep.
Forward slash.
Forward. Slash. Yep.
Forward slash.
Yes.
W.
Four.
Yep.
W.
For what?
Yep. What?
W for what?
No, don't. Just, no, you're confusing things. Let me start again. Ignore Catherine. She's confusing things.
Okay.
H.
H for Harry.
Yep.
T for Tommy. T yep. for Tommy. P for Polly.
No, I think it was P for Peter, wasn't it? S yeah. for Shizer.
Yeah.
Colon.
Yeah.
Forward slash.
Yeah.
Forward slash.
Oh, two forward slashes.
Ah, yes.
Yes or no?
Yes. That's yes.
Forward slash twice.
Yes.
Times two. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, not times two. It's forward slash, forward slash.
Forward slash forward. Are you taking the mickey out?
No, I'm telling you how to find us online.
It's very precise.
Forward slash.
Read what you've read. What you've got so far.
HTTPS.
F or S?
S for sugar.
Thank you.
Colon.
Yep.
Forward slash.
Yep.
Forward slash.
Yes. W for window.
Yeah.
W for window.
Yeah.
W for window.
Is that four W?
No.
We.
No.
Just we.
Let's start again. H.
Oh God, this is going to bore your customers.
We ain't
your
got many.
Client. Radio
cast. Read what you've got so far.
HTTPS colon.
Are you saying S or F?
Forward slash. S for sugar. You are taking the mickey.
Start again.
WW.
Okay, so I'm going to start the W's again. So you've got no W's so far.
I've got two W's.
No, get rid of them.
Stop
get rid of
teasing
them.
Me.
Get rid of the W's. We're doing the W's again.
No. I want to speak to Cass.
So W for window.
Yeah.
W for wolf.
W for window.
W for wolf.
Right.
And W for winter.
That's three W's.
Yep. Then there's a full stop.
I'm getting better, huh? WWW, yeah.
Then there's a full stop.
Yes.
T for tomato.
Mm-hmm.
A for apple.
For apple.
Yep. L
yep.
for lick.
Yep.
K for night.
Yep.
R for radical.
Is this all lowercase?
Thank you.
All lowercase.
Thank you.
I've forgotten where I am now. Read me what you've got.
Don't do this.
No,
to
you
me.
Do it.
I feel like a schoolgirl. HTTPS.
F or S?
S for sugar colon.
Yep.
///
Mm-hmm.
www. Dot.
Full stop. Yep. But dot. Yep. I suppose it is a dot.
Talk. K rabbit hole.
Don't what? Go down a K hole. No.
K rabbit hole.
No. So we've got talk. Jeez, we're finishing
we've
one.
Got talk.
Talk. And then it's R for rancid.
Yeah.
A for adult.
Yes.
D for diode.
It's not. It's BBIT.
Sorry?
Rabbit. I'm a rabbit. And then it's hole.
The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Your hips don't lie. It's in your eyes. Alan, your lips, your thighs, your hips don't lie. It's in your eyes. I make you say ooh la la with my French kisses. What you're missing? I know you want some of those French kisses. Come on, Alan.
Oh, French kisses.
I'm gonna make you say ooh la la. French kisses.
French Kisses there by Alan Caddick. Imagine such a thing happening, an explosion in your mouth into a party in which everybody is invited. My name is Ian Lee. Who are you?
Catherine Boyle.
This is the Late Night Alternative, dear listener. You can listen to us on DAB, download the apps or go to talkradio.co.uk or by some crazy freak way. And Amy, if you could please zoom out ever so slightly, we are streaming the video online. It's a great idea. I wish I'd thought of it.
It's not happening on YouTube.
Okie dokie.
Someone needs to press play and record, please.
Have we got a blank taping, guys?
Because we couldn't put it on while you played the song.
Okay, the song is finished, guys.
It's
too hot for radio. Alan Caddick, welcome to the show.
Hiya, boy.
Hello, sir. What have you got for us?
I'm a bit confused from last night, actually.
You're a bit confused from last night, my love. Pourquoi? Y a-t-il un xero?
You know my local team, Birmingham City? They're renting their home ground for Coventry to play at. And they've drawn each other in the FA Cup. So why Blues the away team
right.
when the home team is landlord for Coventry?
Mm, two things. One, I can't understand what you're saying. Two, I think you're talking about sport, which is basically you might have phoned up and spoken Chinese to me.
Well,
don't say it again.
Local sport.
I don't
to
know.
To you?
Local sport.
To you?
To the Birmingham West Midlands
to
area.
The Birmingham and West Midlands area. Yes, it's very local. To everyone else, who cares?
Birmingham City's only a great team anyway.
What is going on? Have you got a sausage roll in your mouth?
No, they had the Christmas number one last year.
Oh, for goodness sakes. For goodness sakes, what's going on with that boy? Good evening, dear listener. The Late Night Alternative. It's a late night phone-in show, unlike any other phone-in show. We're not going to have any Brexit tonight. We're not going to have any Big Ben bongs.
No one is, by the looks of it.
That's the most ridiculous story. You know, people are, like, starving. Right. You know, people are starving. You know this, Catherine, in this country, people starve to death. You know, some kids are going to school without breakfast. You know that there are some elderly people who are being forced to stay in hospitals for months because there's no one to care for them. But...
Yeah, but the bells.
The bells will make it all right. Let's spend £500,000. I know in the great scheme of things, it's not a big difference. So it's not a big amount. But £500,000 to ring the bells to symbolise Britain sliding off the edge of the cliff into financial ruin and oblivion. Or great success, depending on whence you come from. But I mean, wow, that's the big story. There'll be none of that. There'll be no Meghan Markle and her husband departing these shows. None of that. We'll just have a laugh tonight, can we? What day is it today? Friday?
Wednesday. Let me just see if it's scheduled in for Laughsville. I think we can sneak a couple in, yes.
It's Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding me?
It's been Wednesday all day, turns out.
It feels like a Thursday at worst, Friday at best. I've got another two of these to do once I got this one out of the way.
Yeah.
03-44-499-1000 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, whether you're listening to the radio, watching us online, whatever. It is, it's a phone-in show. It really is. So you can leave comments on the videos and stuff like that. But do you know what? Tonight, I ain't got no interest in them. Ain't got no interest in them, my partner. It's your phone calls that we're after. Lots to talk about. Cilla Black, novels, pasties, and Brian Blessed spouting the usual old guff. 0344-499-1000 is the telephone number. Let's go to Thomas. Good evening, Thomas.
Hi, it's Thomas from Monday.
Hey. It's Thomas from Monday. That's his surname, by the way, guys. Thomas from Monday.
It's actually my favourite Thomas.
Yes. How you doing, ma'am?
Good. I followed your advice.
What was my advice? I didn't tell you to go and beat everyone up with nunchuckers, did I?
No,
thank
you
God
said
for that.
You said to it'll all be all right in the end.
Yep. And now we've reached the end. How is it? Oh, he's gone!
Oh.
Maybe that was him. Let's get Thomas back, because I was keen to talk to Thomas. Thomas is a really nice young man who was struggling at big school, what we used to call big school back in the day.
It's a big transition, isn't it?
I don't think he's doing that. I think he's staying a boy, but it is big school is a huge change to make in one's life. It's a tough thing. I was terrified. I got beaten up, and so I learned to beat other people up. That's how I dealt with it. Not the best way to go. It would transpire. Not the best way. I really hated school, and I had a terrible, terrible time there. And honestly, I behaved appallingly. Absolutely appallingly. Thomas isn't picking up. Thomas, give us a call back a bit later on when you're ready to have a chat with us again, my friend. And we will talk to you. 0344-499-1000. I feel like pressure because the cameras are on us. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
It feels like people are watching us, which they are.
I'm sitting up as straight as I can.
I don't know. I feel very, how do your English say, under the pressure to be doing the greatest show.
Well, just ignore them and just do your thing.
Yes. What does yavol mean? Yeah, is obviously yes. Vol?
I think it's yavol. Like, isn't it like from like willing, like gladly?
Yes, gladly.
Mm-hmm. I think.
Vol. Yes, vol.
Jawohl.
Jawohl.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to. My dream. This is my people say, "What, Ian, you've been in movie, you've been in TV series. I have been in movie. You've been in TV series. You've won awards, radio shows, all of that stuff. What is your dream? What's your have you got any dreams or ambitions left? Very, very simply, the only ambition I have left is to do an entire 3-hour show, Auf dem Deutsch, in German. It's the only ambition I've got. And I'm working towards it.
Mm. Ich kann nicht mit dat zu helfen.
See, I don't know what that means. That's the problem.
I made it up. I mean, it's kind of German-ish, but I only did it for a year.
I think you mean Germanic. But I haven't got the skills. But one day, dear listener, one day, I fully intend to do the entire show in German. Here's what we've got tonight. Kath and I are going to talk a load of old nonsense, and you're welcome to join in. We'd also like to know the best... Oh, no, hang on a minute. Well, I was going to do something really important tonight, and I've completely forgotten what it was.
Well, you played ZZ at the top.
Yeah, that was it. I'm obsessed with that ZZ song. I can't stop singing it. It's even...
taken over the Dua Lipa earworm.
No, yeah, come on.
Yeah, French kisses. Let me give you... It is like, you know, 2 16-year-old boys have tried to write the sexiest song they know based on everything they know about sex.
French kisses?
And that's it. That's all they got, man. That's all they got. 0344-499-1000. I'm going to be honest, there isn't really that much in the newspapers today. It's a dry news day. It's boiling hot in this studio for some reason.
I'm
very tempted to... You're wearing a jersey.
Wearing a jumper dress.
Okay.
It's winter.
Here's what we're going to do, guys. We're going to take a break. When we come back, boom, we're going into the show. All guns are blazing. I'm feeling discombobulated because the cameras are actually working and we are streaming live. And that is genuinely... Isn't that funny? That's genuinely, partly because I know who's watching, but that is genuine. That's what I'm scared of. It is genuinely making me feel a little self-conscious. That's what it is.
Right, well, let's have a break. You have a word with yourself and we'll get back.
This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation. The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
What was the story he told about being in a park?
Oh, yeah, he saw a pregnant woman giving birth in the park! And, of course, I leapt to her aid. I pulled the infant from her.
He did, yeah.
And then I bit my way through the umbilical cord.
He chewed through what he calls the umbilical cord, which seems to me... nonsense.
Did he tell the story about going to the toilet on Everest and it flying out because of the wind and then landing in his hood?
Yeah, I think he did. I think he... but what's great? I mean, he's got to be 90, 83. He is the best self-public... He is fake news.
Yes.
Before fake news became a thing. Mm-hmm. It just goes out there and says it with such conviction that half people go, yeah, that's true. The other half go, well, it's not true, but I don't mind.
But all the journalists write it down.
I love it. So here's what we got today. Booming Brian Blessed loves himself more than his own wife and daughter. The 83-year-old who shares daughter Rosalind with his actress wife Hildegard Neal.
Yeah.
Who's Hildegard Neal? It's a great name.
Mrs. Blessed.
Okay. Says he can't wait to see himself in the mirror each morning. Asked if he ever felt uncomfortable out of his body, he said, "No, no, I love myself more than I love Rosalind or my wife." Oh, he talks quite a bit here. Hang on. "I look in the bathroom mirror, and I'm a cross between a Yeti and a gorilla, but I love it." The big-voiced Flash Gordon star also revealed his shock at being asked to join the Cats musical when it hit the West End in 1981. He said, "Oh, jeez, I wish I hadn't started this now. I've set the precedent. My agent rang up and said that..." Now we find ourselves in a quandary. Because he's now going to quote his agent. So, do I do Brian Blessed's voice? Do I do the agent's voice? Or do I do Brian Blessed doing the agent's voice?
He would probably do the agent's voice.
So I have to do Brian Blessed doing the agent's
voice? Yeah.
Okay. He said, "My agent rang up and said, they want to see your first thing, so called Cats."
What?
They want... How would... "My agent rang up and said..." I'm trying to do... Like, this is the 80s, so I'm not stereotyping, but I am a little bit. I'm trying to do a slightly camp,
right,
theatrical agent, mm-hmm, as being voiced by Brian Blessed.
Right.
So this would be like 1980.
Blessed wouldn't care. He'd just plough in there.
He'd go full camp.
Yeah.
"My agent rang up and said, oh, I want to see you for a stage show called Cats." I mean, that's like offensive to everybody. "I said Cats, effing gorillas, maybe.
Ooh.
Bears." Rosalind, also an actor, that's the daughter, has penned The Delights of Dogs and the Problems of People, which covers such subjects as divorce, stalking, abusive relationships and eating disorders. The 44-year-old said she based some of the content on her own experiences, which Blessed said he knew only a little about.
Wow. I imagine it's quite hard to get a word in when your dad's Brian Blessed.
I was sat in a foyer. Well, you know I was because I texted you. Mm-hmm. I was sat in a foyer and Brian Blessed walked in and we're in a voiceover agency. And I was thrilled. You see famous people all the time in this business. I mean, earlier on I saw Mark Goodyear. But Brian Blessed walked in. You could just feel the air being sucked out of the room, and there was a gravitational force pulled. He was eyeing the room up for a woman about to give birth.
Yes.
No doubt. But I love a bit of Blessed.
He's a force of nature, that's for sure.
Yeah. 0344 499 1000. Now, we are streaming the show online today if you want to have a watch. It's a great idea. Wish I'd thought of it myself. But isn't it funny? Now, maybe this is just a coincidence. We've got no phone calls. And I wonder. That was something when we streamed the show a lifetime ago that we found that the novelty of watching it
mm-hmm.
seemed to somehow slow down the number of calls that come in. Now, I didn't listen to James's show because I was busy prepping this. And if you're honest, me and Kath were patting ourselves on the back a little bit. So I don't know. Did James get many calls, Amy?
Around about the usual amount.
Around about the usual. So
but it has gone down since Christmas in general. So
has it?
Not on the 10 till 1. I'll have thee know.
Here's what I found when you start going on streaming sites and doing the visuals and that. People start talking to each other rather than us.
Yeah. Yeah, there is that. There is that, isn't it? On Twitch and YouTube and things is it's easier to communicate immediately with other people. I mean, it's the future, and we have said this for the last 6 years, because we were doing it at the other place,
mm-hmm.
7 years. It is the future, because very few people listen to this on a radio. You know, I've got a DAB radio in my bedroom, and I don't really use it. I listen to stuff on my phone, which means I can listen to radio stations all across the world, podcasts, I can watch Twitch, I can watch stuff. So if I know there's a visual element to it, well, then I might as well have I fall asleep quite often listening to the radio, or more recently, watching streamers on Twitch. But I have the phone face down and I fall asleep listening to it. So right. I don't know. It's the future. I mean, radio. The radio box itself, that can't be around for
much longer. No, I was thinking, my 11-year-old is getting to the age where I was listening to late-night radio.
Yeah.
And, you know, this show 2.0 is probably more listener-friendly to a younger listener. Not, you know, it's still a late-night show.
Late-night alternative 2.0, guys, welcome.
Is it time? And I was thinking, why am I buying her a radio? It's going to be obsolete. Well, she's going to get a phone soon enough, and then she'll be listening on that, won't she?
Yeah. I'm really sorry, because my 10-year-old, who just turned 10, got a phone for Christmas.
Yeah.
And he got it out in front of your 11-year-old.
Yeah.
And there was a real, oh.
Yeah, you know why? Because she's like one of the last ones in her year to get a phone. I've really resisted.
Yeah.
I don't think she needs one. Next year, when she starts walking a longer way to school, that's when
boy doesn't take it to school. Boy doesn't take it to school.
Well, the school encouraged us
to
give them phones, so that if anything were to happen and they'd need a lift or they need us to pick them up or whatever. It's about 2 miles to the high school from my house.
That's insane. The kids, I don't think, are allowed to take phones to school.
Well, here's what happens at the high school. They take the phones and they have to leave them in a box, pick them up at the end.
Okay. No, my son is great, right? He's a great guy. But he doesn't take the phone to school. Isn't obsessed with it. He keeps leaving it lying around. Keeps leaving it, like, in the kitchen or something, and he'll go in the living room, and I'll hear it pinging, and it's me that's getting annoyed. Not annoyed, that's an exaggeration, but it's me that's getting slightly frustrated, because I can hear it pinging, because he's getting messages, but he doesn't have the Pavlovian reaction of, oh, there's a ping, I've got to look,
no,
oh, there's a ping.
Because he's still thinking of it as something that is for him to use for himself, rather than something that he needs to serve.
Yeah.
Which is what happens to grown-ups, isn't it?
I wonder if it will be different for this generation that will have always had handheld technology with them. I do think there is something about
holding things. And I'll tell you why, as a drug addict in recovery, right? When I was just a stoner, I would always walk around the house with a skin in up board. So it was a little bit of cardboard that someone had painted, and it had Rizzlers and it had tobacco and it had weed or hash on it. Would always carry it around so I could just sit down in front of the telly and skin up. And then when I progressed to cocaine and became ravaged by cocaine, I'd carry I'd carry a CD that had rolled up tenor and a wrap of coke. I would just carry it around with me. And I've really noticed that the reason I'm saying this is not to make light of that, of course, as regular listeners will know, but the carrying around of the phone around the house, going from room to room, to me, is exactly the same as carrying around that CD mm-hmm. that's smeared in cocaine and got a rolled up 20 in.
I've noticed it with you. Like, when you go to the loo, you take your phone.
I do. I really, really do. It's that thing of, I need to hold this. We got loads of calls. Dan, Lee, Alistair and Danny. I'll come to you in a second, I promise, but the old engines are starting to kick in. It's exactly the same thing. It's an addictive thing of, I need to have this just in case. Just in case someone says something on Twitter about me. Just in case. And it's the same thing with the skinning up board and this coke
CD. So it's an emotional prop. It's a crutch.
Well, I don't use it to walk on. I mean, it's not really big enough.
How about if I get you a blankie?
Oh, I'd love a blankie.
I'd love a blankie.
Oh, I'd love a blankie.
I never had one. My parents were too no-nonsense.
Oh, I used to love my blankie. Oh, I my blankie. I love a blankie. Let's go to Lee. Good evening, Lee.
Bonjour, monsieur. Kathleen, my favourite.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, it's Lee.
It's creepy Lee.
It's Cockney Lee.
Just two quick things.
It won't be with you.
It'll keep on. If you keep batting in here, I didn't get a bell the first time that I rang.
Okay,
get a bell.
Yeah,
no,
okay.
But you got a right Cockney knees up, which is better than a bell, surely.
Okay. Okay.
You don't get a bell now. The bell is only for long-term listeners, first-time caller.
Now, I don't speak French, but I'm going to give it a go.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I have a 10 square centimetre fist. And if that Daniel rings up anymore, I'm going to run it down.
Okay. Thank you very much indeed. Thought we had Katia on the line there for a second. Good evening. Good evening, Dan.
Hi, hello. Hi, Ian. Hi, Kath.
Hi, Dan.
I've listened to you for about 3 years, and this is the first time I've ever pulled in.
Get that bell out.
Hang on.
That's for you.
Amazing. But we met at the Rabbit Hole in Manchester.
Prove it, Dan.
I was the man that was on stage with you, and I said, my fiancé thought you were a prick.
Oh, yeah, I remember you. Yeah, I remember that. Gosh, wow, yeah, thanks. Yeah. Thanks for reminding me. Jeez.
You're welcome.
Can I take that bell back?
The reason I was calling up was about Brian Blessed, but you've then gone on to a topic which was even more fascinating. But
do you not know how conversations work?
No, I don't.
But you can go back to stuff that we've talked about.
We're going to go back.
It's not linear. We're not analogue. We're digital.
Brian
Blessed. Joke went better than I thought it would.
Is Grampy Pig in Peppa Pig.
He's what?
Brian Blessed is Grampy Pig.
Okay.
In Peppa Pig. And I found this out the other day.
Right.
And he gets like £1 million now for every series of Brian...
No, Brian Blessed does not get £1 million for every series of Peppa Pig.
I don't know the factual...
You're thinking of The Simpsons, where the cast from that get $1 million an episode.
Wow.
Hey, Brian Blessed does not get £1 million per series of Peppa Pig.
He may have claimed that.
Yeah, he would have said it.
Brian Blessed probably did, as he was, like, giving birth to a child.
Yes.
But helping the child give birth. But I was actually listening to you about the whole social media and holding on to things.
Yes.
I was diagnosed with anxiety about 6 months ago, and
you still could break. Okay.
It's fascinating how you say about holding on to things. Yeah. I can't put my phone down.
Yeah.
Because I find myself having to constantly look at social media and see what people are saying, and see what
people are saying around me, also seeking approval as well, about everything that I do. And it's quite scary that social media can have such a hold over a person's life.
There will be, I've said this for years now, and we're really close to it. I bet it's happening in California right now. I bet. There will be, like, we have 12-step meetings for alcoholics and drug addicts and overeaters and gamblers and sex addicts and sex and love addicts. There will be some form of social media or technology or phone addict anonymous where you will sit in a room and you'll go, my name's Ian, I'm a phone addict, and I managed to go all of yesterday without looking at my phone and going on Twitter, and then at 9 o'clock, yeah, I just felt this anxiety and I had to go on and I looked at it and I just feel awful. That's what's going to happen.
They already sell dummy phones. You can buy, like, a block with, yeah, with buttons, wow, on it, so that you, if you need to have that, no, thing, in, yeah, you can.
No, but I know they can, but that's not going to do anything. That's not going to do. I'd rather have a blankie, or like a Tommy Tippy.
Because I tried going cold turkey. I tried taking myself off all social media for quite a while, and it didn't work. Like, I found myself wanting to get...
You can't take your... When you say you took yourself off it, did you delete your accounts?
Yeah, I deleted Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
But you have a period of grace, don't you, of like 90 days or something, where you can reactivate it simply by logging in?
So with Twitter, I had to create a new handle because I'd gone outside of that time.
Okay.
So you can just reactivate it. But
that's the same as, right, me going to my dealers, guys, please, I'm done, I'm out, thank you so much, but I'm done. And then a month later, you get a text saying, Ian, I know you've given up, but we've got some amazing stuff in, right, and for you, it's half price. And you go, well, it would be rude not to. Half price!
Yeah.
It has been proven that these things do the same things as Class A drugs. They fire off the same things in the brain, the neurons, the neural pathways are programmed to create pleasure. You can change the way your neural pathways are programmed. And they're programmed right now for pleasure. Pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. We're like rats in a maze who know at the end of the maze there's going to be a little bit of grain. And we're all heading for that little bit of grain. And then we get the grain and it's unsatisfying. That's where we're at, Dan.
No, he's right. I understand why social media is there, because in the industry I'm in, I'm away for a lot of the year.
So?
So it's good to check in with family.
No, it's not.
Exactly, they're up.
No, it's not. Phone calls, letters and emails.
No, you're right. And we should be writing more. We should be emailing more.
Yeah.
But we're not. It's so easy and so quick for us to take a picture of the child doing whatever and upload it to social media. It's so quick, it's so instant.
Yeah. Dan, listen, nice to talk to you, man. Thank you very much indeed.
I wonder whether people ever wrote drunk letters and then regretted it in the morning. You know, because, like, the drunk text that everyone's probably done and wish they hadn't.
0344 499 1000. My thing this year, a little bit before this year, is to take more care over my texts and my emails. Because when I text, I'll allow spelling mistakes and bad punctuation and shorthand and stuff. And I really have been trying. It's an effort to take, particularly more with emails and texts, but with texts to a certain extent, to not abbreviate. So you can send an email saying, yeah, I'd love to do that, cheers. And I'm trying to make my emails, saying that I sent a really brief one today, but I'm trying to make my emails more like letters. Not long and lengthy, but more of a, hey, thoughtful. Steve. Yeah, hey, Steve, thanks for that. I really appreciate you asking about that. It's interesting. I think I'd like to do that. When were you thinking? Hope everything's great with you. I'm fine. All the best, Ian. Do you know what I mean? Instead of a what? And I did one today that was, yeah, I could be up for that. Where and when? That's lousy.
The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
By ZZ and H. You've been listening the last few days. I am obsessed by the song French Kiss. Do you know the song French Kiss is by ZZ and H? Well, ZZ is French for, like, Little Willy. And the song French Kiss is, at first, I've been listening to a dance music station over Christmas. And I know all the dance hits. Dua Lipa. Mmm. So French Kiss is, at first I thought was one of the worst songs I'd ever heard. The more I think about it, and I honestly, I think about it all the time. I think about French Kisses all the time. For those of you who don't know, it's like a teacher said to a group of 15-year-old boys, okay, lads, I want you to write the sexiest, rudest song that you can. And so they've come up with French kisses, because that apparently is... But I discovered something. As I was singing it today, I discovered the genius of the lyric of French kisses, right? So let's just have a little listen to a little bit of French kisses by ZZ and H, and then I'm going to show you... Oh, and I've got to turn off the Star Trek, otherwise we'll be in terrible trouble. Here we go. Okay, here we go. Now, something happened. There's something in there, right, that is genius. That is genius. Listen again. And I didn't notice it until I was singing it today, right? French kisses, what we do is none of your friends' business. Have a listen. French kisses, none of your friends' business. There is something in there that is genius. Forget. Let's take Bob Dylan's. What did he get? He got the Nobel Prize for ripping off fans who pay 200 quid to go and see him, and he does a terrible show. No, he got the Nobel Prize for Literature. We need to remove that from next. We're taking call straight to air. Sit back. We need to remove that from him and give it to this gentleman, ZZ. 0344-499-1000. We're going to take calls straight to air just for the first bit of the show, guys. Calm down. What I want to know is, stay there. What I want to know is, what is so genius about this? Something in that in there is genius. 0344-499-1000. Call straight to air. Yes, line one. What's genius about that bit of that song? Oh, gosh, the momentum's really been sucked out. Hello there. Yes, hi, you're on the radio.
Is that me?
Yes, it is. Great to have you on board. What's your name?
Hello, is that me, John? Oh, hello.
Yes.
Are you taking me straight to air?
It's crazy. It's crazy, but I do it quite often when I'm bored. Yes, straight to air. You're on the radio now.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's a bit rubbish, to be honest. It's you know, I'm an old guy, so, you know, not my cup of tea.
No, but there is a moment of genius.
Yes.
There's a moment of genius in the chorus, and I've heard this song and so number of times. Katia, if you're listening, Katia is obsessed with this song. She's one of our listeners. Phone up. There is a moment. Listen again. There is a moment of genius here. Hang on. When I give you them French kisses, we do not know your friend's business. But you want some of my French kisses. Mwah. I'm going to make you say ooh la la. Now, there is genius in there, John.
I don't want to know your friend's business, all right?
What? I don't want to make friends poo myself. Okay. John, what did you call in for?
I called in just to, I've just been doing some Googling.
That's great news. Thank you very much indeed. If you've been using the internet tonight, give us a call. 0344-499-1000. We are taking calls straight to air. And do you know what? I'm prepared to do the whole 3 hours of the show around this. What is the genius moment in that song? Yes, line two, you're on the wireless.
Hello, is it that he's always French kisses with French kisses?
Say that again.
Is it that he rhymes French business with French kisses?
Is it that he rhymes French kisses with French kisses?
That's right, yeah.
Is the phone in your mouth?
Yeah, sorry, yeah.
There we go.
French business and French kisses.
No, it's not that.
Oh.
Thank you very much indeed. Let's go to line three. Line three, what's the genius about that bit of the song?
Hello.
Hello.
It's me again. What's going on?
You're the internet guy.
Mate, I am so embarrassed.
This is the internet guy. This is the guy that's used the internet tonight. Show off.
No, I was
saying... Stop showing off. We ain't got it. My mum won't let me use it because she's waiting for a phone call.
Well, the wife won't.
Let's go to line four. Line four, what's so genius about that bit of the song? What? Hello?
Hello?
Why am I the only one enthusiastic about this show? Okay, let's go. I bet all of these calls are Catherine. All of them are Kath trying to screw me up. Line six, you're on the wireless. Is this thing on? Hello? Hang on a minute. Hello, can you hear me? If your number ends 527, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, you. Can you hear me? Oh, man! This is a national radio station. All right, we go to line seven. Good evening, line seven. You're on the wireless.
Hey there.
Yes, what's so genius about that part of the song?
Because he says la la and he gets...
I'm going back on the gear. He does what?
He gets two syllables. When he says la la, he gets two syllables in a place where you're expecting one. So it packs in an extra syllable.
No, well, la la is two syllables.
But they're short syllables, and normally you only get one syllable
in
there.
Well, so he does, he's done semi-quavers. He's done quavers instead of crotchets. Two beats on a one.
I don't know about that. He's got two syllables into one word, into one space.
No, that's not it. But you're kind of in the right area. Line five. Let me just play it again, because I think people are confused. Oh, no, not that bit. That bit's obviously great. French kisses. None of your friend's business. Some of the French kisses. Mwah! Gonna make you say ooh la la. What is it? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, sweet Lord, shoot me! You're live on Talk Radio. How can I help you, caller?
Me?
No, the fella stood behind you wearing the glasses.
Oh, I am on Talk Radio. Nobody told me that I was coming on.
I literally just told you.
Okay.
Seconds.
Okay, cool. I didn't realise I was on. No one said to me you were about to be on.
I literally just told you were on.
All right, I'm on. Okay. Look at your watch. Give me 60 seconds.
Why?
Because now this is my show.
Why is this? Why is this your show?
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation. The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Oh, no little bed there? No little bed? That's fine, don't worry about that. I will do this all night if I have to. I will do 3 hours. I've been nominated for 2 awards. I'm untouchable for the next 2 days, probably. I'm untouchable. So I will do this for the whole 3 hours. There is something in that bit of the song that is genius. What is it? Line one, you're on the wireless. He's gone! Line two, you're on the wireless.
Am I?
Dear God, could I ask you to put my vibe down and stop sucking it?
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm deadly serious. Stop sucking my vibe.
So, you have a call-in show and this is how you treat people?
You've called in and you've sucked my vibe without my permission. This is how you treat your call-in hosts? That's disgusting. You should be listening to LBC.
Are you serious?
You talking to me? How dare you phone up? How dare you phone up? How dare you phone up and suck my vibe dry?
This is a recording, right?
I don't know. Are you? I can't believe a real-life human being could sound as downbeat as you do.
Am I really on the radio?
Yes. Just shut it, pal.
What am I calling in about?
I've done a little garden.
I'm sorry?
Dear, dear, dear. What a radio program this is.
Go on.
Who's that?
I want to hear more.
Who's that?
I don't want to hear more.
Who's that?
Go on. Go on. Keep talking. I want to hear
Who's
more.
Who's that?
Oh, God, what do you want, man?
Are you wasting airtime?
All radio is a waste of airtime. You know that, don't you? All radio, all movies, all books, all television, all conversation is simply wasting time until we die. You know that, don't you, Shawnee boy?
How do you know I'm Sean?
Because I'm very, very clever.
Okay. All right, if we're having a serious conversation,
I don't want a I don't want a serious conversation. Why would I want a serious conversation?
Why wouldn't you?
Well, why would I? I'm trying to get people to tell me what is so genius about the song French Kisses by ZZ featuring H.
Oh, I don't know anything about that.
Okay, well, thanks for your call. Now you're wasting my time. Let's try line four. Line four, you're on the wireless, please.
Hi, Ian. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
The bell is out! I didn't have to root around for it! That's because I haven't got Catherine here. I haven't got Catherine here distracting me, because she's joined ISIS.
Top man. Top man.
Lads, it's a lad show tonight.
I've been driven to calling in by the state of the callers you've had in the last 10 or 15
God,
minutes.
The whole the first 25 minutes of the show has been awful.
This has got to be it, surely. The way he says moi, make you say ooh la la, the moi is the noise you'd make when you kiss, but it also means I,
well,
make you say ooh la la.
I think you're reading too much into it. What I was looking at, well, just have a listen. Let me give you what you're missing. But you want some of these French kisses. I'm gonna make you say ooh la la. What I was excited about was the fact that he does a kissing noise, mwah,
yeah.
M-W-A-H,
yeah.
And it rhymes with ooh la la. That is genius. Let me give you what you're missing. But you want some of these French kisses. Mwah. I'm gonna make you say ooh la la. And you're, but you've taken
that the extra layer.
You've taken it to the next level, my friend. So give me that again.
So moi means I or me in French. So he's saying I make you say ooh la la.
This is it.
He's also the kissing noise.
What's your name, my friend?
It's Jerry.
Jerry, this is why this song is so great. Every time I listen to it, I hear something new. And you've just told me something. Thank you, Jerry.
No worries.
God bless
I won't
you.
Leave it 3 years to call in next time.
Thank you very much indeed. Let me just rattle through these losers. Yes.
The reason that song sounds so good is that it sounds just like I Miss Dynamite.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Everyone loved it. And everyone loved that song because it was brilliant.
It was a brilliant song. Miss Dynamite was brilliant. I was trackside when she was involved in a very serious car accident. I mean, I wasn't responsible for it. But no, it doesn't sound anything like that. Let me just rattle through these and then we'll start the show proper and talk about, I don't know, Big Ben or Megan or something. I don't care. Yes, line three.
Hey, how are you? All right. I just want to offer you a message of support there. You're getting horrible abuse there from people last night in the chat.
What?
Thought that was disgusting.
What?
I noticed there you're getting...
A lot of racists in the old YouTube chat. Notice there's no YouTube tonight, guys.
They're saying mean things about Israel. My uncle, he took a trip to Israel.
Why? Whoa, time out, pause, just pause for a second. Why are we talking about Israel?
I have to show my support there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but... ah! No! But by you... Oh, jeez. But by you being pro-Israel, we're now going to get people phoning up who are pro-Palestine and pro-Israel, and people who are anti-Israel and pro-Palestine. Then we'll get people phoning up talking about... I don't care. He's gone. Thank goodness for that. I've been to Israel. It was very hot and the coffee wasn't very nice. That's all I can tell you. If that makes me anti-Semitic, I don't think it does it? No. Yes, line four.
Hello. Hi. I wonder if the thing about the song is because he says moi, which is French, plus the sound of a kiss.
Yes.
Is that the right answer?
Well, it's the fact that it's moi and it rhymes with ooh la la, but our friend Jerry just told us that moi, and I didn't know this, moi also means I in French. So he's doing the sound of the kiss.
That's what I meant.
Yeah. Well, that's it. ZZ.
Oh, God. Well, I didn't hear him say that because I was on hold.
Not accusing you of stealing his answer at all. I would not do that. Let's just rattle through these last two, then we'll do, I know, racist Britain. Maybe, I don't know. Yeah, hello.
Hiya. Oh, it says moi, M-O-I. It means a kiss from me.
Thank you very much indeed. What a horrific image. Let's take a break. When we come back, this show's really going to start properly. This is Talk Radio.
The late night lip service for lovers, loners and lounge lizards.
Yeah, well, where exactly is your accent from?
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Oh, I've forgotten your name already. Excuse me.
On Talk Radio.
That is literally all the material I've got for the show. And I'm surprised I stretched it out for 30 minutes. If I'm honest, I like to be honest with you, I'm surprised I stretched it out for 30 minutes. Oh, my neck. I thought I'd get 5 minutes tops. 5 minutes tops. But, that's it. 30 minutes. Another 2.5 hours to fill. That puts me in a very, very awkward position. Because, I mean, I got some... These are the stories I've got from the papers, right? They're not very good. I'm going to tell you that now. They're not very good stories. And what I do is I just write down one word and a page number. And then... So I've got dog, naked, two different stories, ice skating, hunt, bants, Greg's, bongs, brekkie, crisp, books to do. That's it. That is it. It's all I've got. Terrible, boring, really boring news stories. Really boring. And I really don't want to. I mean, I do. I've got the papers here. I can do it. The papers are here. And this is it. Papers. And I've got the list. I'll go through the list again. Dog, naked, ice skating. They're all separate. Hunt, Bants, Greg's, bongs, brekkie, crisp, books to do. That's it. I really don't want to. Really miss Kath. I really don't want to do those stories. They're dull stories. So, what we're going to need to do, what I would like you to do is, haven't done a solo show for a long time. A little bit nervous. So, what I would like you to do is call up. That's it. someone has. Let's go to Sharon. Good evening, Sharon.
Hi.
Hey, Sharon, what you got for us?
I just wanted to phone up the big Ben Bong.
The big Ben Bong?
Yep.
Are you on hands-free?
No, I'm not.
Oh, you're not doing that thing. Have you ever seen The Apprentice?
No.
Okay. What? You've never seen it?
No.
They basically get a bunch of nobbers to do tasks. But what they do is they hold their telephone. You know how to hold a telephone, right?
Yeah, right next to your ear and your mouth.
Thank you. But on The Apprentice, they hold it in front of them, right? And I now see so many people walking down the street, holding the phones in front of them and talking into it and doing one of two things. They either talk into it in front of them about 4 inches away from their mouths and then listen like that, or, and this is the even more insane, they'll talk into it and then when they're listening to the answer, they'll put it by their ears.
Yeah.
I saw a bloke walking down the street the other day reading a book.
I hate the ones that have got their headphones on and they look like they're listening to music.
And you're not allowed to kill them.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to. It's against the law. Sharon, talk to me, Sharon.
I was just warming up to say that everyone should book in for your Glasgow show because I'm going to my own.
Sharon's coming to Glasgow when she booked the tickets, she booked the wrong show. Glasgow's later in the year, maybe August. Sharon muffed up on the website, booked a show for tomorrow. She had to phone the venue and they changed the tickets for her. True story, eh, Sharon?
I don't know how that happened, but yeah, that happened.
How did you get the tickets so incredibly wrong?
I don't know, I went to your link on your website and I don't know how I booked that room.
These things happen, but you're coming to see us in August, and boy,
it's
oh boy,
now, and I will be there.
It's going to be a great show, Sharon, because
I will be, because I'll be there.
You'll be there, and one lucky audience member will get to sleep with me and Catherine.
Right.
It could be you, Sharon. It could be you. I'm not promising anything, but it could be you.
Sorted.
Nice one. Anything else, or shall I cut you off?
Cut me off.
There we go. 03444991000. Let's go to Tom. Good evening, Tom.
Evening, mate.
A little bit friendly, aren't we, Tom? I don't know you.
I know. I'm a new caller. I'm a new caller to you.
What? What?
I've never called you up before. I'm listening to you, but
I don't believe you. I think we've spoken before.
On what?
The phone.
I can't remember.
How long you been listening for?
Thank you, we're in the old studio.
Yeah, on the old studio. It doesn't count as a long time listener, first time caller. You don't get the bell, I'm afraid, Tom.
Oh, what is the bell?
You don't get the bell. You can want it. You don't get it.
Why not?
Because you're not a long-term listener. I would say mid-term listener. Well, I've been doing this for 21 years. I would say short-term listener.
Yeah, only because you moved again to the same building.
I'm going
to
move my fist at high speed into your nose in a minute, Tom. Oh, you're getting me wound up.
And I know you can work on Absolute Radio.
Yeah, I used to work on Absolute. Used to work on Absolute Radio. I wonder if they got any jobs.
Yeah, and I didn't hear you there, but
Hang on, you did used to listen to me on Absolute Radio?
Yeah.
Well, that makes you a long-term listener.
Yeah, but I come over to you on Cork Radio now.
Well, I only left Absolute Radio, I mean, fair play, I did only leave there about 9 years ago.
It really been that long?
Yes, it has been. I've been here 4 years. I was at a place before that for 4.5 years and out of work for 6 months. You got the bell, Tom. You got the goddamn bell. Happy now?
Thanks.
Happy now?
Yeah, I know.
Steal the... Are you off? Goodbye. There we go. Very shouty show tonight. This is the Catherine... Without Catherine here, I feel really sad. Hey, Joe, where are you going with that gun in your hand? He's thinking.
Yo, what's going on?
You must get that all the time.
I do get all the time. Hey, listen, man. You know the Apprentice phone thing you mentioned? It was really funny. That just reminded me, Bob Mortimer did a really funny series of short clips on his Twitter. Check it out. It's really funny.
Oh, the train man guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Train guy. But Bob Mortimer is, without a shadow of a doubt, the funniest human being on the planet. I've met him. I've worked with him. He wrote a TV show for me.
Yeah, I got your book and it has a foreword.
You got that book. Yeah, yeah. And Bob is one of those people, you just sit with him, right, having lunch or something, And he'll just be talking and you just start giggling. And he's not really doing anything, but you, yeah. he's just funny. He's just very, very funny.
It does help that he is like a national treasure of excellent facts and albeit made up. But
he wears slippers all the time.
Seriously.
And I made a joke about it, but I think, I'm not sure, he's got something wrong with his feet. It's like really painful arthritis or something. He's got really painful feet. So he can't bear to have his feet in shoes. So he just wears slippers all the time.
The best of Ian Lee on Talk Radio.